Good day, I'm Theodore Henry with the GIS Midday News for Monday, May 15. Coming up, government to set up partnerships with venture capital stakeholders. Farmers urged to be careful when purchasing plants. And JCF continues island-wide recruitment drive. The details after the break.
Mommy, I can go to Ananda Alert National Missing Children's Forum on May 25th. That day is International Missing Children's Day.
What's that about, Johnny? Me not have no holy pa money, you know.
Mommy, it's free. The top 5 schools in the Ananda Alert School Competition will be presenting. Plus, they're going to have local and foreign speakers.
That sounds really good. Who do I call to register you?
Call the OCR at 908-1690 or email them, Mommy, at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm.
Now the news. State Minister in the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service, Favel Williams, says the government is moving to establish partnerships with stakeholders in the venture capital sector as part of efforts to promote job creation and economic growth. Mrs. Williams says stronger partnerships with industry representatives will better allow the government to create an enabling framework and formal infrastructure for venture capitalism to grow in Jamaica.
But many times when things such as this begin, and it begins in an informal way, the informality kind of limits the growth. And that's where government comes in sometime to help to open it up to other forms of investing, because there's this framework that's in legislation.
The state minister adds that the government welcomes the introduction of new avenues to assist micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises to grow and develop, adding that fostering growth within this sector is a key component of the government's growth strategy. The Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, is urging farmers to exercise greater scrutiny when purchasing plants to help halt the spread of the beet armyworm, BAW pest. Speaking at a recently held GIS think tank session, Deputy Research Director of the Crop and Plant Protection Unit in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Michelle Sherwood, says farmers outside St. Elizabeth must thoroughly examine their plant materials before they place them among existing crops if they decide to buy from affected areas.
We have found that whenever farmers move to St. Leon, we found it in St. Catherine, we found it in Clarendon, we found it in St. Thomas as well, and all of them are associated with scallion being moved from St. Elizabeth.
54 hectares of crops, including scallion, onion, tomato, cucumber, callaloo, watermelon, and beetroot, have been damaged in Manchester and St. Elizabeth. The damage is estimated at a cost of $111 million. State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, says the Joint Select Parliamentary Committee responsible for strengthening provisions to protect children in 3 key pieces of legislation is moving to swiftly wrap up its deliberations. The committee, which is chaired by Youth Minister Senator Ruel Reid, is reviewing the Child Care and Protection, Sexual Offences, and Offences Against the Person Act. Mr. Green says a major priority of the committee is to intensify penalties for crimes against children under the 3 acts.
The entire committee is impatient for the actual changes to be made. I think there are some matters that the committee has a very broad-based consensus on already. I think there are some punishments that we would have already determined that, you know, they need to be strengthened in terms of the penalty needs to be more severe. But there are still other areas that will take significant deliberation.
The minister, who was speaking at a recent child abuse forum hosted by Webster Memorial United Church, adds that the committee is still taking submissions for changes. He notes that a significant number of submissions have been received from several non-governmental organizations, including the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF. And the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, continues its island-wide recruitment drive as part of efforts to boost its capacity. The recruitment drive, which was rolled out in St. Mary in April, will be extended to 9 parishes between May 16 and June 6. The parishes include Clarendon, St. Elizabeth, Manchester, St. James, Trelawney, Hanover, Westmoreland, Portland, and St. Anne. Each session will begin at 7 a.m. The location for each recruitment exercise will be shared on the Constabulary's online platforms, Facebook and Twitter, closer to the dates. Male applicants are being asked to wear long-sleeve shirts with a tie, while female applicants are encouraged to be dressed in office attire. For more information, contact the recruiting office at the National Police College of Jamaica at 984-2771. That was the GIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.